This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, August 16th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Before the program today, I am remiss. Should have told you weeks ago that Skywatch TV is back on YouTube. Skywatch TV is back on YouTube, but just the main show and the women's show, Simply His. This daily news update, 5 in 10, we will not go back on YouTube because it's very likely that if not today, then someday soon, I will say something will get us yanked back off again. And rather than do that, we encourage you to get our free app, either for Roku or Apple TV, or for your mobile device. iOS, Android, Amazon, Kindle Fire, phones, tablets, we've got apps for those. Free gets you all of our video content and bypasses the gatekeepers of big tech. Tell you how to do that before the end of this program. Topic number 5 today, the targets. That would be Rudy Giuliani and Donald Trump. Lawyers for Giuliani said Monday that he's the target of a criminal investigation in Georgia into election interference by Donald Trump and his advisors. This is according to Giuliani's lawyers on Monday. The inquiry is being conducted by Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis. That's the county that covers most of the Atlanta area. Earlier this summer, prosecutors questioned witnesses before a special grand jury about Giuliani's appearances before state legislative bodies in December of 2020, when Giuliani was trying to make the case that the 2020 presidential election had been swung by corrupted voting machines and suitcases filled with Democratic ballots. We won't relitigate that here, but as we said previously, it is statistically improbable in the extreme that the official results match what actually happened in legitimate voting precincts. Anyway, Giuliani appeared before the special grand jury Monday at a downtown Atlanta courthouse. Now, this is not surprising that this is happening and happening now. A column by Margot Cleveland, just published at The Federalist, thefederalist.com, shows that by piecing together reports from The New York Times and The Washington Post, which are the favorite news outlets for leakers inside the government, people who want to get information out to the public without getting their hands dirty or having to defend their claims in front of skeptics, you reach the conclusion that the raid at Mar-a-Lago, President Trump's home in Florida, was not prompted by a desire to get documents. No, it was prompted by a partisan bureaucrat working for the National Archives and Records Administration, a Democrat at the NARA, pushing the Department of Justice to raid Trump's home. In other words, this is not about getting documents. It's about getting Trump. Now, as people who may or may not have supported Donald Trump in 2016, 2020, looking at this and how the Department of Justice is being weaponized here in the United States makes us justifiably angry. But remember, as Christians, we still have a higher calling, and that is to make disciples. So be active. Push for what is right and true and just. But remember, at the end of the day, our one mission given to us by our commander-in-chief, make disciples. Topic number 4, COVID. Pfizer chairman and CEO Albert Bourla announced Monday that he has caught COVID. And in case you're wondering, yes, he is quadruple vaxxed, fully boosted. And yes, he said the line, or at least he tweeted the line. I quote from his tweet on Monday, "I would like to let you know that I have tested positive for hashtag COVID-19. I am thankful to have received 4 doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, and I am feeling well despite experiencing very mild symptoms. I am isolating and have started a course of Paxlovid," end quote. Happy that he's taken the vaccine because we're supposed to believe that is going to mediate the symptoms. What was happening is that the SARS-2 virus is following the course of coronaviruses throughout history. As they mutate, they become more transmissible and less dangerous. Anyway, Paxlovid is Pfizer's oral antiviral. It's not FDA approved, but it is authorized for emergency use. We note that in June, Pfizer signed a $3.2 billion deal with the U.S. government for another 105 million doses of Pfizer's mRNA gene serum. This includes new versions of the shots, which should be delivered by fall, pending approval by the FDA. Now, please understand, we are not rejoicing that Mr. Bourla has taken sick. Not at all. I mean, COVID has killed friends of ours more than I can count on one hand. So this is not something to take lightly. But it is ironic, and there is no question that irony is a harsh mistress. Topic number 3, UN peacekeepers. New report shows that UN peacekeepers from 12 different countries have fathered and then abandoned children over the last two decades in the poverty-stricken Democratic Republic of Congo. UN peacekeepers have been deployed there since 1999. And according to research led by a team from the University of Birmingham in the UK, who spoke to dozens of peacekeepers' children aged between 6 and 19, and thousands of others, you know, including mothers of these children, they found, to their surprise, that of the more than 2,800 interviews carried out, nearly half, almost 1,200, raised the issue of peacekeeper abuse and abandoned children unprompted. In other words, they weren't asked about it first. According to this report, soldiers and police operating under the UN mandate in the Democratic Republic of Congo have abused children, raped young women, and traded food for survival sex. This is horrific. According to the report, the majority of the absent fathers from Tanzania and South Africa, while others were from Morocco, Uruguay, Nepal, and Bangladesh. If you're outside the United States and you wonder why some of us Americans really support our government defunding, cutting off our support, financial support for the United Nations, this is one of the reasons. Topic number two, our robot overlords, protectors. Amazon has signed an agreement with iRobot to acquire iRobot. That's the manufacturer of the Roomba robot vacuum. This deal valued at about $1.7 billion. iRobot has been designing and making robot vacuums for the last 20 years and has sold millions of Roombas earlier this year. And here's the key. iRobot launched its latest iRobot operating system, which is an AI-based platform for the robot vacuums and mops. Why would Amazon want this? Well, because the Roombas, mops and vacuums, essentially create a little map of the internal layout of the homes in which they operate. And when you combine that with Amazon's Alexa, Ring doorbells, and other smart home products, like the Echo listening devices, this would give the company an incredible amount of information about how your home is laid out and what's in it. And that's really the issue here. The reason Amazon was willing to pay nearly a couple of billion dollars for this company is for the maps that the Roombas generate of the insides of homes. The vacuum company has detailed knowledge of your floor plan and, crucially, how and when it changes. It knows where your kitchen is, where the kids' rooms are, whether or not you've turned the guest room into a nursery, where your sofa is, how new it is. For a company like Amazon that survives by encouraging you to buy more stuff, this is really valuable data. This purchase isn't about acquiring the robotics. If Amazon wanted that, they could have bought iRobot years ago. No, it's about getting the AI-powered operating system behind the Roomba. They want the detailed floor plan to get a detailed look inside our homes and combining that with Amazon's other smart devices. And therein lies the rub. Given Amazon's history of sharing information with police departments collected by its Ring smart doorbells, the fact that its devices like Alexa and Echo are always awake and listening for the wake-up word, and according to some reports over the last few years, recording the sounds that they hear. And now a thorough knowledge of the floor plan of your house. Amazon would just have an unbelievable amount of data, really a complete picture of your daily life. Historians, future historians, will look back on the early 21st century as the time when privacy became obsolete, a thing of the past. Coming up, cows on the beach. That's next on 5 and 10.
The book of Genesis prophesied that the Messiah would be born of the seed of the woman. But Genesis also predicted another seed would arrive on earth. And he is the final Nephilim. Skywatch TV is proud to present the final Nephilim Skywatch exclusive. When you order Ryan Peterson's new book, The Final Nephilim, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the never-before-seen exclusive DVD content, Quantum Prophecy, starring Ryan Peterson and Josh Peck, and The Assyrian, a video expose of an ancient evil. In the new groundbreaking book, The Final Nephilim, author and researcher Ryan Peterson details how, while many have portrayed portrayed the Antichrist to be a charismatic military genius. He will actually be something far more sinister. He is the final Nephilim, a fallen angelic human hybrid who will use occult power to lure most of the world into the greatest deception in human history. Through his revelatory research, Ryan Peterson answers questions such as, will the fallen angels once again attempt to mingle themselves with the seed of men? Who or what is the Antichrist? And does he have a supernatural origin? What is the connection between quantum physics and the biblical symbolism of the scroll? What role do UFOs and alien phenomena play in end time events? And how do Jesus' warnings about the days of Noah decipher the prophecies of Revelation? You'll also receive the never-before-released interview, Quantum Prophecy, on DVD, where Skywatch TV's own Josh Peck sits down with Ryan Peterson to speak about quantum physics as it relates to biblically prophetic topics such as the mark of the beast, ancient antichrists, and angels. And as an added bonus, Quantum Prophecy also includes four of the absolute best episodes of Josh Peck's popular television show, Into the Multiverse, entitled Untangling Quantum Entanglement, Quantum Tunneling, The Strangeness of Quantum Fields, and The Real Science and Fake Religion of Quantum Biology. But that's not all. We're also including the never-before-seen content on DVD entitled The Assyrian, where Ryan Peterson goes into detail about an ancient evil who once walked on the earth and is set to return from the abyss to enter human flesh once again and to continue his reign of terror. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So prepare for a study in Revelation that travels through time and space to decipher the most mysterious prophecies of the apocalypse. This collection is only available through Skywatch TV, so don't delay. The Final Nephilim Skywatch exclusive, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today. Imagine you're going down to the beach for a swim and you find the beach occupied by ill-tempered cows. This happened this past weekend in West Yorkshire. 47-year-old microbiologist Jackie Holden spotted the cows when she headed down to Todmorden Beach at Gadding Dam in West Yorkshire. She said, I've been going there for years. Sometimes the cows will head to the dam and take a little paddle, but usually they're at the other end of the reservoir. Never seen them lying on the beach before. It's quite funny. I think a lot of the locals were quite happy about it because it's been invaded by tourists recently, end quote. The people who wanted to get to the beach were forced to sit on the rocks and watch as the cattle sunned themselves on the sand. Now, it strikes me, now bear in mind, I'm a city boy, but it strikes me that an enterprising dairyman or rancher could find an opportunity here. I mean, just imagine the market for pre-tanned leather. Skywatch Films, the new division from Skywatch TV, presenting you with cutting-edge information on important, literally earth-changing topics like the transhumanist movement or the modern UFO phenomenon, the idea that, well, frankly, these are new religions looking to science or our space brothers for the salvation that we are promised in the Bible. Those are just two of the documentaries available instantly in full HD for as little as $3. Take advantage of these. Again, skywatchfilms.com for cutting-edge Christian documentaries, skywatchfilms.com. During the month of August, our thank you for your support of any amount if you're in the U.S. or Canada is the very timely and forward-looking book, Progressive Evil, by Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. I know Colonel McGinnis wouldn't call himself a prophet, but he is at the very least a seer, as all of his books recently are really ahead of the curve. Future War, about the use of, well, about the development of super soldiers. His prophetic insights in Alliance of Evil, showing Russia and China coming together, as we've seen this year. Progressive Evil, a look at the deconstruction of Western civilization based on biblical morality. We will send a copy of the book to you for your gift of any amount during the month of August. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can find out more online. And if you are so led, donate online, skywatchtv.com/donate, or you can call us toll-free, 844-750-4985. Israel is ground zero in this long supernatural war, and we're looking forward to showing you what we've learned, not just from the recent archaeology conference, but through our deeper study of the Bible here in recent months. And we invite you to join us March 19th through 30th of 2023, the Skywatch TV Tour of Israel, Search for the Travelers. That's not the people getting on and off the big buses all over Israel. That's the term used by the ancient Canaanites for the spirits of the Rephaim. In other words, demons. Canaanites would sacrifice to them and thought they could help. The Greeks and Romans called them heroes. Seriously, that's where the word comes from, heroes, the spirit of a demigod who you sacrifice to get stuff. Well, we'll show you some important battle sites in the biblical, in history recorded in the Bible, and then show you some very important locations for the final battle. That picture behind me there, taken from the Mount of Olives, looking toward the Eastern Gate. Roughly behind us there is where the Valley of Jehoshaphat in prophecy would open up. We'll be preaching and teaching all along the way. Find out more and reserve your spot on the tour at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we conclude our four-week broadcast, a series of broadcasts with Ryan Peterson, author of The Final Nephilim, The Antichrist, a hybrid creature. It could be. Don't miss these broadcasts. You can catch them all at our website, skywatchtv.com. The over-the-air program, if you want to see it on a channel near you, we've got that posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you've got Roku or Apple TV, just add the Skywatch TV app to it. It's free, and you get access to all of our video programming, not just the weekly broadcast show. You also get the women's show, co-hosted by Donna Howell, Allie Henson, Nita Horn, Catherine Horn, and, of course, these daily news updates. And no danger of being canceled. You can also download our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet. That gets you all of the video content, plus important news updates three times a week, and a calendar of our upcoming events. That and more, whether it's iOS, Android, Amazon, Kindle Fire, phones, tablets. We've got links for the app stores for all of those devices posted at skywatchtv.com. You'll find the link in the top menu bar at our website. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.